Sight. Welcome to the Philosophy of Fighting Podcast with your hosts, Arturo and Anoop.
Cool. So we're getting close to episode 100. You know that?
Really? That's a lot. It's a milestone.
It is a lot. This is episode 97.
Okay, so we got three more. So we're like almost in line with like UFC 300.
Yeah, we could be disappointing too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good though. 100 conversations with you. That's nice. It's a good way to maintain friendship in this busy world.
100%. 100%. And we got a roll this year too.
Yeah, exactly. I know. We were supposed to roll this month if the thing with Dane didn't get canceled in North Carolina. I was excited.
Yeah, that'd have been fun.
But we'll make it happen.
And I think I would have been just healed up too.
Yeah, your staff?
Yeah, staff, ringworm. I got ringworm also that I didn't realize either. Bro, just a complete mess. And then I bleached it, so now I have to deal with a chemical burn. So there's that.
Oh, your whole body. And you have some other thing too?
Oh, yeah. And then I have like the reaction from the antibiotics that I keep breaking out in hives. So I rolled on Friday, even though I probably shouldn't. Like, not that I'm contagious or anything. I just have like a chemical burn. So to like keep it really covered well. Otherwise, like sweat is getting into like basically this open burn of a wound. And so that went well. But like my whole body was hives like after the roll. And like, do you feel it? I'm like, no, it just looks crazy.
Oh,
but all's
man.
Good. All's good. I don't think I'm going to roll tomorrow. So I'll probably roll Thursday.
You keep powering through.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know.
It's a good lesson. It's a good lesson.
ADCC West Coast Trials was this weekend.
How did that go?
Looked pretty good. Some guys from my gym went. They all made it to day two. I don't think any made it to the finals, though, but still pretty awesome. But we did have some San Diego guys that, because it's in Long Beach, I think. We had some San Diego guys that did win. Michael Perez being one of them, who's pretty sick. He went up a weight class or two and still won.
What did they win with? Was it like a lot of leg game? Like
he won his finals match with a leg lock. It looked like a straight ankle or something. Yeah.
Is that what your gym is known for? Like you guys are crushing it with?
No. Well, this guy wasn't from my gym.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But he also hit a wrist lock on someone from the guard earlier.
Really? That's sick.
Yeah. It was just pretty sick.
Would you care about the tournament if you weren't involved? Like if you didn't know people that were involved?
Like if I didn't know people, I guess.
Didn't Daniel Cormier, like, wasn't he like speaking out against wrestling where he was upset that people weren't watching it? Like he was almost.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of thinking in terms of that.
Oh, like, BZ Bird competed today too.
How'd she do?
She made it to the second day. And then I think she lost to the person who won in the finals. I think she lost for the finals, and then she had the consolation for third, and then she lost that.
Okay.
So she's bummed about her performance.
Well, I have faith in her.
Yeah, for sure. She has the right head on her
determination
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to lose once in a while, right? It just makes you angry, and then fucking you got to do better.
Yeah.
Push forward.
I think combat sports is so like finicky, though. Like some people in our group chat were like, man, you just never know who's gonna win. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like the beauty of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not four quarters to play of football. Like it can end in a moment, so you just have to be better in that one moment. Like literally one moment. Like not that one moment in that quarter or this quarter or that inning. It just in 1 second it could be all over. Like there's no sport like that. All combat sports have that.
Yeah, that's sure. That's a good point because everything else you have to go through the whole game.
Yeah, you could be the better fighter and lose, but you weren't better at that one particular moment. And that's what makes it exciting and also really hard to bet on. But also, if you're a competitor, that's why you have to just play that numbers game. Like you could be the better fighter and keep losing because you're getting caught in like these really weird particular instances. You know what I mean? But if you play the numbers game long enough, if you are good, then you'll win.
Yeah, I think that's true in all sports, though, about just having that endurance, right? Like baseball, you fail 7 out of 10 times. Like, you know, like hockey,
sure.
You got to shoot the puck. Like more often than not, you're going to miss in most things you do. But you got to just keep doing them. You can't stop doing them.
Yeah.
You got to move forward. Yeah, I don't know, man. This week I wasn't even thinking that much about fighting. Like, we got the lull between like the UFC and now. But mm-hmm. I keep thinking about like the power of social media and algorithms and mm-hmm. how I keep seeing fights in my reel.
Oh,
and
man.
So like,
same.
Am I just brainwashing myself as to, oh, the world is hyper dangerous as opposed to, oh, the world is like, you know what I mean? It's like what you look at it, like how you look at it. Like, I asked my brother-in-law, I was like, yo, I was like, is the subway more dangerous than it used to be? You know? And he's like, no, you know, he's like,
I think it's just our exposure to combat. Like, so we see a lot because the algorithms just feed us all the violence.
Yeah. So does that make us,
I don't know. I'm not cynical about it. I don't know. Like, you could just as easily make your feed all comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you see the world, not how it is, but how you want to see it.
It's funny. So I have like with the philosophy page, it's all fighting. And then my page, like my personal one, there's some fighting, but then it's like more dogs and memes and, you know,
right,
like,
yeah,
funny.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got these two sides because I've been like obsessed about this like murder that took place in Arizona.
Give the background on this. Yeah.
So this was our most shared story and clicked story. Like, whenever we post a story, maybe we get like a dozen people clicking links, you know, and this one, like 200 people clicked the link and like 3,000 people saw it. So there was a kid like in October of last year who was beat to death by like 8 kids, and his name was Preston Lord, and he was like 8 kids beat the fuck out of him. He was 16 years old, and then they like Fortnite danced over him and like humped him, and he died 2 days later in the hospital. So these kids were called the Gilbert Goons. So they said there's about like 20 to like 30 of these like upper middle class, like rich high school kids, like mostly white, but I saw some Latin people and black people, right? But they've just been fucking people up. They just started a gang and they'll just like jump people and like fight people. And then, yeah, this one kid they killed and they showed no remorse over.
That's crazy. Was it like any particular like injuries? Did you read about like this person's death?
Yeah, I think he had like brain damage. He like just
died.
Okay,
his brain damage. Okay.
And there's other people that they've fucked up that have had like broken bones and like laceration, like real shit where they could have killed people before. And there's been even violence after this. So it's kind of like, who are these kids and like these hooligans? And it's weird because whenever we talk about this with like gangs and like the inner city, we'll be like, fucking, these people are animals. But then maybe we'll justify it where we'll be like, all right, well, it's just a fucking dangerous place, you know? And then it like it makes sense that you turn into something in a place that's dangerous. But this is Gilbert, Arizona, which actually I think is the hometown of Justin Gaethje. It's like a really rich, it's like a rich affluent area. And so it's kind of weird seeing these type of kids do that. And it's like, what makes people do that don't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, that is crazy. And these are like, high schoolers.
Yeah, these are high schoolers. They were like 16, 17, like big. They looked like they were on the football team. Like, they don't look like high school. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how do you think they'll be tried? You think they'll be tried as adults?
So 4 of them have already been arraigned on first degree murder. Yeah.
Okay.
As adults, and like felony murder and like kidnapping and like aggravated assault, like real deal charges. And there was a lot of like, not much was done over 2 years of these kids being violent, like punching people and fighting people. And people feel as though it's because their parents were really rich and the police department was kind of like turning an eye towards it. But then when this kid died, it changed everything. And then they reopened old cases where maybe they like looked into it, but they didn't think of it like gang stuff. Like, oh, it's these high school kids. They have a fake gang. But then
or
when
just like first offense or something. And they're like, this is not serious. It's a one-time thing. Or yeah, I don't know.
But the thing is, they had videos because all these kids are stupid. They put everything on social media. Like,
oh, wow.
One of them even wrote something.
Was this
like,
kid's
wow,
death on video?
They have pictures of it, and like 4 separate people called up the police because there was like a huge party going on, and like 4 people called 911 being like, yo, you got to break this party up. something bad's about to happen. And then someone was like, you know, 15 people are beating up one kid, like real deal, Oof. Like, and fear in their voice, like heavy shit. Like nobody could stop it. And, you know, you got a mob of like 200 kids, but like 20 of them are being violent. Like, it's wild. But the parents like didn't say much, but they were like, I think it became like a groundswell on social media where they were like, the police better do something. And then I think after death, and then like after a little while, and then I think the story just went viral kind of, because the kid got arrested March 7th. Like, I think they really started arresting people for like first degree murder. So that's like 2 weeks ago, right? Three weeks ago almost.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear anything about it, but it's interesting how now it's going viral on like the Daily Mail and like different news outlets. And then like we shared it because it feels out of the norm, you know?
Yeah.
And then how do you like handle those kids? Like, someone was like, these kids probably learned how to fight, you know, or they're just big goons. Like, I don't know. But, and the parents tried to hide. One of the parents tried to hide his kid and was like, I think going to send him to Costa Rica. Another parent was going to like bring him to Mexico. Like, he was hiding out in a cabin.
Dang.
Yeah. He's like, you got to stay in this cabin until your wounds heal. Like, until
his
fist
heals.
Well, it's
tough as a parent. Like, it's hard to say what you would do in the time. Like, how well you know your kid. Like,
yeah.
Because they're.
What
Like
were you
their
saying?
idea of their kid might be different than how their kid is, or maybe they do know their kid and it would, yeah, like it's so hard as a parent, like what you would do in that moment.
Yeah, we spoke about this. Like, how far do you go to protect your kid? Like,
Yeah.
theoretically, like, I don't have a kid yet, but I want to have a kid. And I felt like if, say, my kid did something stupid that was horrible, even like drunk driving and killed somebody, if it was like an accident, I'd be like, all right, fuck the law. Like, whatever. Like, I think there's like some biological duty. You didn't mean to do it. But if my kid like was getting into mad fights and then finally did that and it was like 16 kids, it's like, I don't know like what I'd want to even do. Like, I'd be
No,
like, you're.
I'd also like to believe that I'd raise my son where if that happened, my son would be like, I'm going to pay that penance. Do you know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. But these kids, that's the thing. We always assume affluent with good. You know what I mean? Like, so like you had
Yeah,
rich
or just
parents
no
and then.
reason to resort to violence.
Or violence for fun, because we talk about violence all the time.
Yeah.
But I think there's like a methodology to it,
I
you
mean, these
know?
kids can also, like, just because they're rich doesn't mean, like, their dad doesn't beat them or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. People are saying that. Like, who knows?
Yeah. You never really know.
Yeah, some people, yeah. I don't know. I
What do
feel
you
like
think about, like, I know we've talked about the death penalty, but what about in this instance when it's a child, a kid, a teenager? What it?
So this 17-year-old, like some of them, like it depends on what they did. It depends on if they're willing to.
So do you think like there is the possibility that a 17-year-old should get the death penalty?
Fuck yeah. Yo, I am.
Okay.
I'm
14.
Dude, there's some people like there's stories of like this girl, these two girls in England where they like, or it was in America, like the Slender Man killings. Like it was like this like YouTube thing, like these two like 8-year-old girls like stabbed their friend almost to death like 50 times. Like there's a part of me that's like, yo, just put them to sleep. Like, fuck it. Like
Yeah.
there's no way they're gonna be normal. No one's gonna be normal. No, you do something like that, just put them to sleep. It's over. Like, what's the amount of energy that we spend? And look, I 100% believe in rehabilitation. Like that's what makes us human.
But
Like
not everybody.
no, when you do something to that level of extreme,
I agree.
There's something wrong with you. No,
It
you
was,
got.
I just read about a serial killer. He was a kid. No, he just killed like two people, I think. And when he was caught, he was literally eating the face of one of them.
To like just fucking kill
Bro,
that.
and this was like a guy on Instagram, like working out, like just young, good looking.
This is why I'm good with webcams. Like if like an every cop should have a webcam, like if the cops go there and they see that, like, you know, and like,
bro, can
we
you
know.
imagine walking in and you're seeing someone eat the face of someone else? You're like, yo, this person's dead. Like, just shoot them.
Just, yeah, just shoot them. Like, okay, maybe
Right
like
then
wait
and
10,
there, like.
maybe wait like a few minutes, like make sure it's a body.
I
And
don't
not
know if there's a trial needed for that.
No. Yeah. That's why I said a few minutes. Like, yeah. Like, make sure the body's real. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
just assess the scene And then like there should be a webcam, and there should be like a, we do it with football with like the eye in the sky. Like there should be like, all right, no. Or just, all right, fine, the next day. Like everything's on video, like it's in the newspaper, like it's done and shown, like, hey, this person did this, we're gonna do this. And then you just do it ASAP. Why are we waiting 35 years? Like, I get in the past we needed to do that. Like, everything was hearsay, but now we have potential video proof, you know, and like everything there. So, yeah, that's extreme. This is not as extreme as those situations because it was like a beating. But like one of the main guys who plays football, he like wrote like, oh, I think I killed him, I'm too strong. Like he was bragging about it. Like then, and they put that on Snapchat. So to me, somebody like that is too far gone. Like, I'm not saying all seven of them that have been charged with first degree murder should get the death penalty, but I feel like somebody that does something stupid like that, maybe it's, oh, you were doing it for clout or for some bullshit, whatever reason, you fucked up. And if you want to rehabilitate the other six, I think there's a better chance of rehabilitating the other six if you really punish one of them and execute them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Or
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
really think about that. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, what's going to happen to this kid anyway? The reality is this 17-year-old football player, I think his name is Talon or some bullshit. Like, okay, fine. We don't execute him. You know, like
he's in our jail forever.
So he's going to go there. He's going to act tough. And obviously, Arizona is a tough ass fucking place, like with like lots of gangs and violence. It's a border. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a prison I'd want to go to. Not that there's any prison I'd want to go to, but like, I feel like it's scary. There's Mexican mafia. There's like Aryan Brotherhood and Latin gangs and who knows what else. What do you do in prison? You have to join a gang, and he's already part of the Gilbert group. Like, he's going to fall into something where he's going to. He's so young in prison, and if he's not going to have a chance, what, like 30, 40 years? Like, at that point in your life, you're not thinking about your future. Like, he's just going to become like a villain in the prison, or he's going to become somebody's bitch in the prison. Either way, it's not good, right? Like, if he becomes a bitch, you might as well execute him.
Yeah, but you can make that case for a lot of prisoners then.
I don't know. I think, like, that's why there should be one for violent criminals, and there should be one for, like, people that steal. And
yeah, there's also one thing if like a violence escalates and something happens, like that's way different, you know, like there's degrees.
No, but yeah, but these people, exactly, but this is common sense. They just wanted to people up and bully people, right? Like, it wasn't like, oh, this was a drug deal gone bad and it led to something, or it was just a shitty mugging. Like, there's no need that they even needed anything, right? Like, at what point does need also play a part? Like, if need plays a part, right, the whole adage, like, if somebody stole bread or something, like, I don't give a shit, you know? And then it's like, if they're stealing TVs, like, maybe I'll give more of a shit. Like, because it's like, you don't need that per se, you know? And so if these are rich kids, like, and they're jacking somebody's, like, fucking chain, they don't need that. They're not doing that for anything other than clout.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no reason to, like, kill pretty much anyone. But, yeah. Yeah, man, these kids are awful. I think they should do time or worse.
Yeah.
Big time.
I also don't know if they would have done time and if this would have happened if it wasn't
for... If it didn't blow up nationally.
Yeah, people speaking out about it. And it wasn't just nationally. There's like subreddits and like different forums. Like, it was like actual, I think, sustained like type of activism / legal work. Like, it took effort. And I think at the same way, like, these are rich kids, so that's why they were protected a little bit. I think they also fucked with middle class and rich people, you know, like, and it's like, you can't do that. And they worked together to, like, I think hopefully this cleans up the community a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, even the guy that I was just talking about, the guy who ate someone else's face, he killed a couple. This guy, I should say, he's 19.
Oh my God.
He was in a fraternity. I forget which one, but like, you would also associate someone that's in a fraternity as like not poor. Do you know what I mean? Like, no need. It's just a white kid, 19 years old, just in Florida, just took a couple and killed them and then started eating his face.
Oh, what was he on, like bath salts or meth or something?
No.
Oh my God. Either way, even if you do meth or bath salts and you do that, I think at that point, like, you forfeit. Like, But also, like, I feel like when I talk like this, people are like, you can't do that. And it's like, also, I feel like, why though? It's like common sense. Like, how are these people even allowed to be around other people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't comprehend it sometimes.
Nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, this is also a situation where we're always telling people that they have to like learn how to fight, you know? And it's hard though, because these are just like gangs of people fighting. So like, you can't fight off 8 people. And it might even be worse, because say you fucking knock 2 out, like these people are the type of people that want to kill, like, you know what I mean? That have killed now. So like, this is why you need a group of people that can fight. Like, you gotta have like, I don't know, but it's like scary, like just that they want to just do it for fun. Like, I don't know. Go to a gym. Like, these people played sports though too. They were like on the football team. Like, you figure they have some outlet for aggression.
Yeah, playing sport, playing. Yeah, combat's different. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I'm curious. And then everyone is like, oh, this is going to be the next Netflix documentary, you know? And then
probably.
Like, people watch it. And then it's like, is that activating something in people? You know what I mean?
Where I don't know. We do have a real fascination though with these types of behaviors.
Yeah, I was talking to a detective. We like met him at the bar. We went out to eat. Like, and I was like, yo, I keep asking everybody that's older this question. I was like, was it more dangerous back then or now? You know, like, simple question. And then he kind of answered it the way like I answered. He's like, well, look, back then, he's like, we had some precincts that dealt with 300 murders. And now the city doesn't get 300 murders. So like, but he then also said, but back then it was mostly like crack and drug and gang related, like money, where now it feels like random, you know, like it's like, it's like a more chaotic type of bad, which is weird. And then he also said back then, 99% of homeless people were just friendly and chill, and 1% were crazy. Where he's like, now it feels like a lot of the homeless people are not there, you know, like that have mental health issues. And then some are just down on their luck. It's just like, everything has been a little bit topsy-turvy. Oh, because that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. There's like, apparently this, I asked him about it, like, girls in New York City are getting punched in the face, like on random.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
Which is like also just like, I think kind of like related to that Gilbert
thing. This is hard for me to believe that this is real.
Yeah, why is it hard for you to believe? Because there's part of me that's like, this can't be real either. But it, so I think it is.
Why would anyone punch anyone unprovoked? And then you're also targeting like someone weaker, particularly
young pretty girls and like in, like influencer.
So you think like these are just like incels that are just mad at like hot girls or something?
That's what I think. But okay, also I only saw this on TikTok, so maybe it's only the hot girls that are getting punched, like, that are talking about it.
Yes.
Right? Maybe like, cuz they're the ones that are trending, where
okay, yeah, maybe.
A not that attractive girl maybe got punched and isn't telling anybody about it. Like, whatever, it's fucked up either way. But at least we're aware of potential biases. But yeah, that's part of the reason I felt like it was fake. I was like, are some people doing it for clout? Like saying that, but these girls had hematomas on their head, like real deal. They got fucking rocked. Like somebody's punching them, and it could be incels, it could be homeless people. And that detective said, oh yeah, they're like, they have a task force that they're kind of working on it. Like, you know, like trying to see, is it a gang initiation?
It's so crazy. It's still hard to believe.
And I'm like, it kind of sucks that we have people that are telling, that have to go online instead of telling somebody in real life, like, yo, this person just did this, you know? Like, I feel like if I saw that, I would want to do something, but then also you who can potentially get in trouble for doing something.
Yeah.
Which like sucks, you know? Like,
yeah, but your own moral compass has to like, has to go on.
If I saw a girl that wasn't even Amanda, but like if I'm walking with her in the city and like I saw some girl get punched, like there's a tiny part of me that's like,
by a dude.
Yeah.
Because if you see a woman get punched by another woman, you might think there's more to the story that you don't know.
Yes, definitely. And if she's like, oh, she randomly punched me, I'd be like, that's weird. Yeah.
Right.
But if I just saw some random person and then the girl's like, this random person just hit me, like, I'd be like, I'm going to chase this guy down. Like, this is like my Dwight Schrute citizen's arrest. Like, I'm fucking like playing this game, you know? Like,
I try not to fall in that sexism trap too of like, oh, you should never hit a woman. Or like, no, a woman shouldn't hit a man either though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when a man does hit a woman, there has to be an interjection.
So my friend was telling me a story at the gym, and he's like this is the last time I got involved in a fight. And he said this is 20 years ago, so like 1990s, okay, New York City. He's like, this guy and girl were fighting, like some Latin couple, maybe in their 20s, whatever.
Arguing.
Like, arguing, but okay, then like he hits her and she slaps him. And then he started to get really physical. And then my friend goes, all right, fuck it, now I'm going to get involved. And he's like a big guy, you know? And then he like kind of fucking pushed him and was like, don't fucking do that. And the guy threw a punch and then he hit him. And then the girl jumps on him and like from his back, like a spider monkey, and fucking scratches his face with like both hands, like ripping his face. And he's like, he threw her off him and just ran. And he's like, I don't get involved anymore. And he's like, for a month when he showered, it burned. Like, he's like,
dang.
He's like, she won that battle. Like, he threw her on the ground, but he's like, fucking. But yeah, I don't know. With a guy and a girl, still, you got to interject. But I don't know. He saw them together. It's a couple. It's still wrong.
Right.
But a random thing, like, you know what I mean? That's why, like,
yeah, it's even crazier. That's why I'm saying, like, it's so hard to believe that it's even happening, because you're like, you just can't make sense of it.
Well, that's where our algorithms benefit us, because I do believe it, because I'm seeing more and more crazy shit, you sure know? Like,
yeah.
And then people played that knockout game like 8 years ago where they randomly go up.
No, yeah, I'm not, like I said, it's hard to believe. I'm not saying it's not happening.
Actually, somebody did that to our friends. I think Vic and Evan, I think somebody like attacked them on a New Year's once, like randomly. And who knows?
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. I don't totally remember. It was like 10 years ago, but I don't know. But yeah, people don't get involved. And then people go on social media to talk about it. And then it creates more fear. And that's what these types of people like generate, like being like, yo, I'm right. Like, serial killers like the notoriety. And I think some of these people, they're not serial killers, but they're like, oh shit, this shit's trending because we're doing this, you know?
Yeah. Or just like the power it gives them in that moment.
Oh, it's so fucked up to do that to just like some little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. In my head, I'm like, the scenario that I could just make sense of is an incel just being mad at women.
Yeah. Or
so that's a weird person. Way to get back, though.
Just like a mental homeless person that's loony and on drugs or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No rhyme or reason. The incel would make a more interesting story. Like a gang of incels that are doing that. That would be weird.
Yeah, you think they'd be like, you think they wouldn't use like that type of violence though either?
I mean, they hate women. The FBI actually has a task force specifically dedicated to incels, and it started like 5 years ago. And if
wouldn't it be a lot easier to get away with a lot less effort to like catfish these women or like rob them of money through that or something? Like, you think it'd just be like easier to just do it from your home?
Well, in Mindhunter, like the show about the FBI and like behavioral analysis,
I loved Mindhunter.
Mindhunter is,
I loved it.
So a lot of these serial killers tie their violence to sexuality.
Yeah.
So like, I could catfish you and make fun of you online, but that's not as sexual as hitting you.
That's insane, Matt. Insane.
So that we're just making up this scenario in our head that it's an incel group, but I'm saying that's,
I know.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Wow.
Maybe all of this stuff is sexual. Maybe same thing with the Gilbert goons, but like, they're just fucking hormonal and tested, like young and stupid. And it's like, how do you control these? I don't know.
We were there. We didn't do that. I'm saying like that age. Do you know what I mean? Like it, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I posted that video today of like that student just yelling at one of his teachers.
Oh
like,
yeah. That was aggressive.
I don't remember if I've seen that. Like, there was one kid at our school.
I have seen that. I have seen something similar to that.
Okay.
My first day of junior high.
Was it science, like Mr. Sinclair or something like that? No, it was junior high.
Junior high.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about that did that. And yeah, okay, so maybe it is. And maybe now maybe it's always happened and we just have cameras now, so it's visualized, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or or are things getting worse? Like, I just...
Yeah, for background listening, we posted a story. This kid was yelling at the teacher, who seemed smaller than the kid, who I guess was 17 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And he was yelling like he wanted to kill him.
It was like an old Asian man. And I didn't get the vibe.
Very old.
I didn't want to give the vibe that he wanted to kill him, but he was like trying to dominate him. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the way he like hit the sink and ripped the thing and like hit the door, like.
Yeah, he's trying to intimidate him. Yeah.
He really, I don't even think he wanted to intimidate him. He really wanted to hit him.
Dude, if I'm, I think in that situation.
I think if the teacher said anything, he would have.
No, if he hit
and it would have been vicious.
If he hit an old man like that, I don't think he would have done that with someone that wasn't that old. Like if somebody that was like a teacher that looked like you or that could defend themselves, I don't think he does that.
Agreed.
And so what's a better scenario? Well, yeah. So if I don't know what I would have done in that situation. Like part of me is like I would do the Chael Sonnen, like, yo, you can't get that close. So I would have pushed him away a little bit. But sure. I wonder if that pushing away, that little bit of
would
pushing
have escalated
away,
it.
Yeah, would have escalated it.
I would have said if he's already in your space, it's escalated. Like Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, exactly. But school boards are fucking pussies. Like
that's secondary.
I know. But no,
it has to be secondary when you're thinking about your like well being. You can't be so passive for your job that you
can get
hurt.
But that's your
well
being too. That's a lot of people's well beings. And we have all these economic issues and inflation and stuff. Like that's
sure,
people's
but there is unemployment and you can still find another job.
I guess you can't
find another life. You can't like, I don't know, like you may not be able to heal from those wounds.
Ugh, my slight dream, my like hero fantasies that happens to me. I beat the fuck out of them and then I could just have a GoFundMe and I get bank and then we just do this pod forever. And just like we set up a fund for teachers that are like, yo, if you're getting picked on, you get training for free and
yeah, but there's lines. Like, so like I commented on this. I'm like, it's hard to draw a line in that. Like, I think we all agree that 200-pound 17-year-old is a threat. And I think a teacher hitting that type of person is a lot easier than an 8-year-old, of course, right?
Yeah,
So
of
like,
course.
So what line do you draw with like body weight, age? Like there's a lot of context to probably fill to have to justify this.
I think once you're
like one of the commenters was like, hey, anyone over 150 pounds, that's fair game. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
he's 148, it's dismissible. You like, you know what I mean? Like it's so hard.
That's my friend PJ. I think you might have known him. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt.
Yeah, I know of him.
He's got a good school and also he's been a teacher and like an assistant principal for like 30 years. Like he does after school programs for kids, like teaching them jujitsu in Harlem. Like I think what he was trying to say is like, look, if they're big enough to hurt you, you know what I mean? Like lightweight, like at a level.
But that's
then,
the thing though. Like how do you have to quantify it though?
I think it's like one of those things, like how they talk about pornography in the Supreme Court. They're like, you can't say what it is, but when you see it, you know it is what it is. Like that's like one of those things. Like I think we just don't have enough common sense. Like, all right, here's some common sense. Like, yeah, this doesn't make sense, you know? Like I think everything is so rigid in laws sometimes, and it's like, ugh, like the squatters thing, right? Like people could squat in your home,
man.
And you can't just fight them. Like, and
dude, I love that there's a team of people now, and like apparently a show or something that they're
good,
doing.
Yeah.
That just go around and find these squatters and just basically kick them out or beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, and this woman, she changed the locks on her own house that has squatters, and the cops arrested her. Like at that point, like can't like the cops and the people just be like, all right, this is common sense, this is stupid. Like we don't care what, like you know what I mean? Like there's gonna be some line where people go, okay, I understand what the law is, but this was not the intention. You know, like and I'm not saying that's even like half the time that happens. I'm saying like 1% of the time, like this woman with the locks, like this is like a 1% extreme version of like, come on, like
it's crazy.
So
I mean, it happened in my mom's neighborhood where like the person that owned the home was old and died. And when they died, the next of kin lived in Arizona. Like, that was it. Like, I think there was like a younger brother in Arizona, no kids or anything like that. And so the house didn't have anyone in it. Squatters got to it. And apparently they were able to pay the property taxes. They started changing the place and trying to start like fixing up the place, because if you're paying the property taxes on it and you're increasing its value by, like, you know, putting plants out or like doing all these things, then you could end up having the house with enough time. Like, if you're making that house better and the whole neighborhood banded together to get this person out, and it worked, like with the help of police and just all the neighbors, everyone making a big deal about it and like confronting them at every opportunity. Yeah, pretty crazy. But had the neighbors not got involved, they would have been in there long enough and they would have seized that home.
That's crazy.
And apparently this thing is done all the time. And for me, it was eye-opening because I'm like, oh, this is a neighborhood I know. And I just saw it happen. I'm like, holy shit. They have kids. They have, like, you know what I mean? Like, what do their kids think? Do you know what I mean? Like, that must be crazy.
Yeah. That I don't hate as much as the people that just squat and take advantage and ruin shit.
I mean, you know, these people are taking advantage. They looked in the obituaries. Oh, this person dies. Let's go check out their house.
They're definitely taking advantage. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is bonkers.
I just feel like it's not as, at least they're making it better. I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Bro, imagine taking someone's house and just, you start painting it and shit. And you're like, yo, this is mine now. You're like, wait, no, what?
Why not just call the daughter and be like, yo, I want to work out a deal where I could buy it in the future? Like, there's, you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's fucked up. Companies do that though. Banks do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't fight a bank. Like, it's easier to hate an individual that does something like that.
Yep.
But a corporation that does that. No, it's wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying, common sense wise, like going back to like the teacher and the student, like if the teacher is like, yo, this person might fuck me up, like, and I'm nervous about it, like, it should be common sense. Like, and if it's like a 7-year-old, and somebody should be like, no, you shouldn't be scared of that. But if it's like somebody bigger, and probably be like, no, yeah, because generally it's not somebody's first time, you know, like, there's just no more common sense. Like, okay,
it's
like,
so hard to read a threat. Like, could this 12-year-old have a gun?
Yeah, that too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very hard to draw lines in all these scenarios, and it's like, how long do you wait?
Yeah, I don't know any. I don't know what's real anymore. I was substituting like these little kids, like first grade class. I was substituting this fifth grade class, and this fifth grade class, like, it was a good kids. It wasn't a bad school, but like, they just didn't want to do this test. Like, it was a pre-test before the advanced test, and it's like, we're trying to help you like pass the test. They're not doing any work. So I start putting these like boards in front of people. It's like a three-sided board, like, and it's like, to almost turn it into like a cubicle so they could focus, right? Uh-huh. But like, I like to bust these kids' chops, like, whatever, that's what I do. And then I was like, this is the board of shame, you know? And I was like putting it in front of people, like for the tables that were talking. And they were laughing a little bit about it, but it was also like a little bit of like, I'm punishing you, whatever, board of shame. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other teachers is like, no, we'll call it the board of concentration. And I was like, whatever you want to call it. Like, you got to. But like, what you gotta put it.
The
like,
board of concentration. Oh boy.
And there's one kid, he didn't do one question. He didn't do one question in 30 minutes. Wow. So I put the board in front of him, and he's a sensitive kid. Like, the day before, he wasn't doing work. And I was like, yo, tell me honestly. I was like, do you have trouble reading? Like, do you have issues? I was like, I'll help you with like whatever. And he started crying. It's a crier. And then he was reading. Oh, man. And he's reading really well. So it's like, oh, what was the issue? Like, you're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a sensitive kid. He doesn't do any questions the next day. I put the board in front of him. He just starts crying.
Oh my gosh.
And he goes to the principal and he's like, he said I was a distraction and he said this and he said that. And it's like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, and
I don't know about you, but I don't remember any kids I knew going to the principal to tell on anyone.
I don't remember any. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ever have that experience? Yo, if I found out anyone in my class went to the principal to complain about anything, I'd be like, man, what a giant pussy.
Yeah, in fifth grade, like, I feel like
any grade. I think in second grade I would have thought that. You know what I mean? I'm like, what?
So whatever. That's one side of the spectrum. Another side of the spectrum, I'm teaching first grade class. And then like one of the paras like took something from one of the students because they weren't like doing so. And the kid goes, I'm going to get revenge on you. And
Oh
that's the way
boy.
he and like in my head, I'm like, yo, what is going on with this kid? Is he just, did he just watch something and he just knows the word revenge? And that's awesome. He's like repeating an anime, or is he a little psychopath? That's gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna, because he was a bad kid, like too. Like he wasn't listening, he wasn't
He's doing
doing
like a
anything.
long-term plot, like 3 years later.
Yeah, like just no, he's just gonna become this kid. We used to teach at PS18, right? Like right next to the projects. Like I want to look up some of these kids that we used to be like, yo, I feel like this kid's like a little crazy, or this, now it's been 20 years, those kids are like 28. Like I'm curious
If they made it that far.
what ended up with like a lot of them.
Remember, what was it, Angelo? Do you remember him? The one white kid?
Yeah. I remember a lot of them. Tavon.
Trey,
There's one kid there.
Truce.
There's one kid. Who's the young kid that was scary, that was like angry all the time?
Oh,
And
I
I'm
know
like,
you're talking about.
that's who this kid reminded me of.
Yeah, I can't
And
remember his name.
I know, and that's who this kid reminded me of. And we were like, oh, this kid, I'm nervous about his like violent streak. He's so young
Yeah.
and violent, like already and angry. Maybe it's on the parents. They got to just nip it in the bud. They got to see that. Like, yo, my Dexter it. Yo, I see my kid is like this. I got to figure out something before society has to deal with it.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're probably just gonna get more and more stuff in our feed though, like this. Hope you're prepared.
Plus, I see, yeah, the algorithms. I mean, plus, I just see it as like a teacher, and then like the teacher in me is like, what do you do? In a lot of these schools, because I'm like subbing and teaching, that's like a very feminine position. You know, like if you go to any elementary school, it's like 85% women that
Oh
are there.
yeah, in elementary school, yeah.
Any school, even high school, I feel like, I don't know, I haven't done high school in a while, but it's mostly women.
Yeah, so
And
it's mostly women everywhere, but I think the proportion would probably be strongest in elementary school.
yeah. And then, so like, I've done special ed, and whenever I go to some of these schools, a lot of the women will say something like, oh, it's good. Like, we need more men here.
Oh,
And
that's surprising.
they'll also say, like, the kids respond better to men.
Huh.
And I'm like, I'll always challenge these kids. Like, there's like two kids, like, in that fifth grade class that were like talking, and that were like, I'm Sigma, you know, like the Sigma mindset.
Oh
And then
wow, okay.
I was like, in my head, I was like, first of all, a Sigma would never say they're Sigma, which just makes it seem you're not Sigma, you know, like it's the opposite of that. You're trying to be something you're not. And then I pointed to another kid in the class that was smart and awesome. I was like, this kid's Sigma for anything. And I was like, he's like, he didn't call it, I called it out, and everyone's like, oh, you know. And it's like, I was like busting their chops, you know. And then one of the teachers was like, I'm gonna call your parents. And I was like, and if she doesn't, I'm gonna call your parents. I was like, I love talking to moms, you know. And then everyone was like, oh, I'll call all your moms right now. I was like, challenge me. But then at the same time, like, yeah, sometimes I make them cry a little, and it's like, what is the,
I mean, that
what?
kid, it sounds like he's probably just got some other issues.
Yeah, I don't know. But there was one kid also that was like not doing work, and like I challenged him a little, and like one of the other girls in class went to him and was like, she's like, are you about to cry? And he was like, no. And then, but I was like, oh shit, did I almost make him cry? And then he goes, yo, are you coming back tomorrow? He's like, come back tomorrow. And he like appreciated it, you know? And I was like, I love this kid. This kid's gonna be tough, you know? Like, give me a few days with him. But it's, yeah, like, I don't know. Part of me thinks like, I'm just very torn. So I kind of wanted to talk to you. I figured,
That is
what's
tough.
right? Everything's like in balance. You got to challenge some people, but you challenge some people, they can't handle it. But then some can. And then, like, so who do you placate to, you know?
I think you have to challenge because I think more often than not, it's good.
Yeah, especially if it's coming from love, because I always give love too. I'm never just a
Yeah.
dick. You know, I'm always like, yo, dude, I like you. I want you to do this. Like, you know, like, this is why. But yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of that, like, oh, it's good we have men here, but then also, oh, but you can't do that. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like
Right.
you're trying to take it away a little bit from me, like, or is that too gender roly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder if elementary schools would be better with more men in them.
a little bit more of a balance, you know?
I mean, people do postulate that the absence of men from a lot of boys' life doesn't end well. There's a lot of data to show how fatherless kids end up being way worse off.
Yeah.
Like, more so even than motherless kids, which is bonkers to me.
I mean, both fuck you up. But
oh,
they just
for sure.
They fuck you up in different ways. Like the serial killers, like another Mindhunter, they were like, they all had bad relationships with their mom. Like it had nothing to do with the dad, but their relationship with their mom led them to like murdering people. But I think also then just being like a deadbeat in society is more likely because you didn't have a dad, you know? Like, so like, it's like, you'll see the symptoms a lot easier.
Yes.
Than with the other stuff.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Whatever. I think, just a lot of random violence in the air. So I figured we should just talk about it. And then, like,
I guess so.
Yeah. This was definitely a random episode. A little chaotic.
Well, yeah, bullying and random violence. But there's a lot of good in the world still.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see. There's a movie coming out that we should watch and we should talk about on the pod, maybe. Civil War. That'd be fun, too.
I don't know this movie.
A24 is making it, so it's like a little bit horror/artsy. I don't know if I'm going to like it geographically speaking, because I think it's Texas and California try to secede from the country. And then there's like war happening. I don't know if Texas...
This takes place like hypothetically now or in the future?
Okay. Yeah, like the very near now future.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
That could be an interesting talk too.
Yeah, it's a good premise. I like it.
I mean, this whole podcast, right? It's like philosophy of fighting. So it's like we got to be talking about bad things now or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. All right.
All right, man. That's 97 episodes.
We did it.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get our buddy Betty Greg on next time.
Yeah, we'll do that. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter, y'all.
Cheers.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Philosophy of Fighting podcast. If you have any questions, suggestions, or if you would like to fight us, send us a DM on Instagram @philosophy_fighting.